Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome, everyone, to week 2 of the Swolecast. We're going to say RIP to our bags like we do every year, but we're also going to look forward to week 2. Week 1 was a weird week. There were injuries. There were people victory lapping stuff that didn't need to be victory lapped. And, I think just a week 2 is a fresh start for a lot of people. So we're going to go through our lineups. We're going to talk about what we can do right this week 2. And hopefully avoid some of those dreaded week 1 traps. It's a Swolecast on rotogrinders.com.
Can you be static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me. I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this. Don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome in, everyone. It's Swolecast presented by RotoGrinders.com. David Kitchen here, a.k.a. Soccer Dave, a.k.a. Soccer Dad, alongside Davis Matic, Peter Overzet, and Mr. Tuttle 05, Dan Gasper. Tuttle had some comments last week saying, we are so glad Tuttle's back. He looked dialed in. He got more than 10 words in, and they're just excited to have you back.
Yeah, I mean, my excitement level for the season is off the charts. NFL is on the forefront of my mind. So, I'm pumped. I'm excited to be here, excited to talk football with you guys. Davis accused me of not having my hand in the dirt because I didn't want to jam a 20% Deontay Harde into my showdown lineups. I'm here to talk football. I'm here to talk strategy. I know you guys don't like to talk strategy, but excited for a week 2 show here.
We love to talk strategy. What was that barb about?
Yeah, what do we like to do around here, Tuttle?
I mean, well, I was just thinking this morning, like, why best ball is growing so much is people, and it's the fun part. It's always been the fun part of our fantasy football is to, like, have takes, right? It's kind of always been what people enjoy. They like to go out on the limb and say, hey, I like this guy more than the other guy. And DFS is not really about that anymore. It's kind of boring. All the nerds have solved it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you're using, like, playing DFS based on your takes, you're probably losing every week. And so that's why people have kind of transitioned to best ball. And I can see it now. I've seen the light. People just want to feel like they have control over the outcome.
It's too hard to win a DFS now without a supercomputer. You're totally correct.
That is
correct.
Not
Randy,
true.
I hope you're right,
true.
Bud.
That is not true at all.
I had Brandon Ayuk and Kendrick Bourne in my one lineup this week, and I didn't cash. Brandon Ayuk and Kendrick Bourne in my lineup.
Did you see, though, who won? Did you see who won the million, what their name was?
Yeah.
I think Brian, it was like Finn's fan or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was Homer.
Shout out to that guy. It was like Dolphin something or whatever. But seemed like they were just casually in the DFS and best ball streets, you know, a fan of the content around these parts and just shipped a million. I don't know if he wants to take credit as being part of Kitchen's tree, but might as well.
I don't think so. People ask if they could graft onto the tree.
That's not how it works. You got to put the work in to be part of the tree.
Let me just set the show before we get into the overview and RIP and our bags and everything else. Let me just set up the show. We would love for everyone just to like and subscribe. Basically, leave a comment for us. We love the comments. You know, after Peter rug pulled us with the comments and once he got to 15K, not really asking for him around here, I like reading the comments. So we do this for free. I do this for free. Tuttle does this for free. Davis sometimes does it for free. Peter,
when I get to do my work logs,
right?
Leave
us a comment, and then we will continue just delivering fire takes for you guys. Like the show, and if you're listening on the podcast, we need a podcast review, and also just head on over to the YouTube channel. Go to swolecast.com. It'll direct you to the YouTube channel and see Davis's mustache because it is a thing of beauty right now. Davis,
thanks, Dave.
With the hair and the mustache, you would be a legend in some rural parts of Tennessee right now.
That's kind of what I'm going for. I've been telling people I'm going for a guy who looks like he follows Willie Nelson around on tour. That's sort of the general aesthetic that I'm going for.
All right.
Or if you were like the special teams coach for like a Southern college program, they're like on the sidelines of that. They would have like big fat heads of your face, like in the crowd and stuff. It'd be awesome.
I missed my calling. I did.
All right. Let's get on the road again to basically what we have with your bags. RIPing your best ball bags. Tuttle, real quick though, are you going to be playing best ball next year? Is that what I'm hearing you say, that like you were going to be like in the streets just going hard at it next year? Like you can see the light.
No, pretty unlikely, but I get the appeal now. Before I was just like,
you won't make fun as much fun to, like, of us. Basically,
the drafting wasn't
like total. Imagine this. Close your eyes. Kenneth Gainwell gets the first 9 touches of the Eagles season. And you get to know inside your little app on your phone, there's going to be something that says you drafted Kenneth Gainwell more than any other player. You know ball. You have absolute vindication that you know ball. And it doesn't matter if that turns into a monetary reward or not. It probably won't. But you have the clear knowledge that you know ball.
But only using Underdogs app. Because I saw that on Twitter, right? DraftKings doesn't have exposures after it's lost. So DraftKings won't be able to tell me I know ball, but Underdog.
But also,
you can see your exposures on DraftKings. And
I saw some tweet thread about how after
I don't
locked,
know how
it,
to.
You can't.
You
can also go to Spike Week. Yeah, I was going to get to it. You can go to Spike Week. And then upload all your teams, Tuttle. I did do this because I am advancing right now 25% of my DraftKings teams. And so I wanted to see how many teams I had still alive and how many that are dead. So that brings us up to the RIP your bags. And then Davis, let's just go with you first. Wow, nice of Smiz to pop in the chat. He said he's loving the Maddox stash, but
JK Dobbins is obviously the biggest bag. I was done drafting Christian Kirk, and then I did a show with Establish the Edges, Michael Leone, where we did our full predictions for the season. And Leone was like, dude, everyone is losing their mind on Christian Kirk. He's good. He's going to get 1,100 yards again. Like, stop being scared. And I was like, you know what, Mike? You're smarter than me. You know more math than me. There's no way you're wrong about this. I'm going to start drafting Christian Kirk over Brandon Ayuk again. And then guess what? Christian Kirk is dead. If you have a big Christian Kirk position, liquidate it for pennies. It's not happening. It is like, it's not happening. He's dead.
Yeah, he wasn't in the two wide receiver sets. It's the Zay Jones show. So, yeah, that's a bad one. Pete, you had some like bold takes, and I feel like maybe those were just like you mushing guys before the season.
Well, that's what we do. You make the Sky Moore clip, you mush Sky him. Moore. Yeah. No, who did I mush? I had DeAndre Swift. Although yeah. That story is still TV.
We're alive. We're alive. Undertaker dot GIF there.
No, I mean, the biggest L I had to take in week one was not an RIP my bags, but an RIP bags I don't have. I mean, the Calvin Ridley L, I mean, people were lining up in droves for my show on Monday to just watch me eat the shit on Calvin Ridley. Dude looks absolutely incredible. Like, I mean, he like, if we redraft today, he's probably like the 105 like in contests, and I have very, very little of Calvin Ridley, and it hurts.
The first 15 comments on the portfolio review were just, I just tuned in to watch Pete eat the shit on Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, well, and you know what's so cruel about it too, it's just like, you can't win because it's these idiot streamers don't have player takes, and then you finally show up with a player take and you just get buried for it. So I don't know if Tuttle's thesis is correct. That's what's so beautiful at best ball, we fire off these takes and then you just got to eat the shit.
Yeah, I that was a tough one too, because I wasn't, he kept on going higher, I didn't have him. I would say my most owned player on DraftKings had the worst game of his 10-year career, Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
I mean, if you have Ryan Tannehill bagged,
so bad.
You did it to yourself. It felt like he was trying to throw pick sixes. It felt like he was daring.
It wasn't the Saints. And it wasn't just throwing into double coverage. It was, he had Tyjae Spears for a wide open touchdown and Chig for a wide open touchdown, and just overthrew them. Like, literally had no one around them. Like, I'm excited about the Titans. Like, schemes are a lot better than last year, but if Tannehill is going to play like that, it doesn't do any good. So
are people,
so yeah, that was tough.
We need to know, boots on the ground, are people asking for Malik Willis?
No, they're asking for the Mayo man. Like, they're already asking for the Mayo man.
Really? That is dark.
I didn't see like a second of that game, Kitchen. I swear to God, I had red zone on it. I didn't see a second of it. What's the deal with Treylon Burks? Is he going to be able to survive this?
I don't know. He dropped a critical third down. He's another one. Like, if you look at my spike week tool, it is Tannehill, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, DeAndre Hopkins, Antonio Gibson, and Treylon Burks. Like, those are my top owned guys. And so Treylon dropped a critical third down pass. I don't know. They look so, like, the offensive line was the concern. They were actually okay. It was so bad. The next, another one, Michael Zimmerman said, Kitchen discusses the Cam Akers bags. Yeah, we did talk about in the show about how this year's Josh Jacobs. Yeah, that was bad.
So which one of the Cam Akers takes are you going to own, Davis, when there's no chance that he's this year's Josh Jacobs, or a week later he is this year's Josh Jacobs? You get to pick.
Well, you're on Chosen Me. You know I re-Bayesianed that, and I changed my mind about 10 days later. I was like, that was actually the stupidest thing I ever tweeted. I'm not going to delete it. I'm going to leave it up. So if you want to old takes, expose me, you can. But
are you
I will be able...
Your one tweet about potentially being the only fan of Devon Achane on the world, that one is coming to fruition, it appears, too. You mushed him.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Chris Brooks only played special teams, so that was a special teams decision, and he's going to be fine. Achane is going to make it, I think.
David, okay, don't you want to talk about my best ball teams real quick?
I wanted to ask you, Tuttle, if you saw in the secret chat on Sunday – I said, I really don't want to play Jamal Williams. And Davis said, why don't you live a little and play DeAndre Swift?
Well, I actually saw that. I did see the DeAndre Swift.
I mean, what, Jamal scored four more points than Swift? So
no, he had seven. He had seven DK points. And like, honestly, after that, I'm like, I knew it. I knew Jamal Williams was dust against this like Titans offense or Titans defense.
You were counting your stats, key bucks.
Yes. And Davis, you want to tell people about how you panic swapped?
No, I made it like a probably one of the smartest swaps of my life. Actually, I was 21. My team was 21.5 points ahead of the Levitan ETR team, the Jalen Hurts, Calvin Ridley team. And that lineup had Marvin Mims in it. I checked the projected ownership on RotoGrinders and a couple other sites. They all had Marvin Mims higher. So I swapped to Jaden Reed over Marvin Mims, because I figured I'm 21.5 points ahead. You know, I probably lose that 60% of the time, something like that, from Jalen Hurts. So I swapped Reed in over Mims on all my teams for the differential. Yep. Reed outscores Mims. That's all she
wrote. The joke here is that you always say, what are we swapping to? Like, for the afternoon games. Like, it didn't matter. Like, you were going
to
swap.
I build a bunch of dog shit teams and then have to swap off them, Dave. So
it's part of the fun, David.
It is part of the fun.
Reed was the only minimum salary wide receiver, I guess.
Could have played Tutu, and I really would have swept.
Or, I guess.
Yeah, Tutu was great.
There was a.
Yeah, Tutu another... had what, 20, 21 DK yeah. points? Nakua had 23.
He was good.
You win, but you're going to have to pay me. You're going to have to pay me for the weight loss bet anyway.
Well, okay.
Hi, Dan Bach. Yeah, Dan Bach doing the Sasquatch walk behind the variant. Look at that. Looking good going away.
Dan getting a cameo and not even realizing it. Yeah. Yep.
What
Smith
did Dan
says,
do it? Is he lost?
I don't know. He's probably just on a call or something back there. As far as Smith says, or Puka.
Puka obviously is like the story in the streets right now. Although
let's go around and I'll say how much we're spending on Puka and Fab. Let's start with Tuttle.
At least 42% of my Fab.
42% is not going to get it done in these streets.
You know what,
Dan?
I just
People
did GTO.
Thirsty.
I spent all of my Scott Fishbowl Fab today. Locked up Puka, Justice Hill. Don't have to set waivers for the rest of the year.
Oh, I forgot.
Wow, Davis.
Oh man.
Yikes. Tough.
I bet I got two.
Big.
I bet I got. I bet I gotta go look. I bet I got two too.
Wait. All right. That leaves wide receiver just wide open, and I'm. Oh boy. I'm gonna do it. Puka.
Shocking.
Oh my god.
Oh, David,
we're gonna have
god
to spend
some
money. Awful timing on playing that clip, Sosa. There was like definitely gonna be a much better time to play that. And did Kitchen make you make this too? I mean, this is how we have you spending your time. Come on the show, Sosa.
Bless his heart. Bless Sosa's heart. All right, don't come on the show, Sosa.
I didn't even win 2-2 in the Scott Fish Bowl. I'm down really bad. Dave, congratulations. On your 3.22 versus Puka victory.
It's that whenever you go back and watch the clip, it's that there was a unanimous groaning, moaning, oh, this lineup is trash. Trust me.
Answer a question for me, Kitchen. Yeah. Did you send Sosa the exact timestamp of that clip?
Well, I just said, hey, let's have some like timestamp or let's have some clips. And he was like, I'm so busy right now. Can you just give me the timestamp? And I was like, oh, thought you never asked.
That answers my question.
34:30. So, but we had also talked about like the proper timing. So,
you guys
really
got to work on that. The QB wide receiver weren't synced up on that route.
Yeah, he just threw it into the stands. All right, let's go from that. Do really we have to get on to week two now? So let's go to the Overzets overview.
Are we playing?
He's got that dog in him. What? He's got that dog in him. What? Overzets overview. Come on.
Now right, we are demonetized and copyrighted.
Producers.
Good show. Sure we're having a good show.
Behind the scenes.
Those unaware, we got the strike against us for using that last week.
Yeah. But it's very worth it there. I had at the end of my best ball marathon stream, I played that clip, the 526,005, and that demonetized the entire stream, which will end up being one of my most viewed streams. But sometimes it's worth it for the bit, guys. Sometimes it's worth it. All right, Overzet's overview. We are we're behind here. We got a lot we need to do. As Tuttle said, you know, they say you need sims to win at DFS these days, but all you really need is the Swolecast, guys, because that's right, we picked up right where we left last year, gave the people just a total shipper of a lineup last Wednesday. Our DraftKings lineup put up 168.1 points and returned $1 in winnings to anyone who tailed us in the fast start to NFL kickoff powered by Fast Twitch. Free roll contest on DK. How do we do it, guys? We do it every single Wednesday. The only first look show in the industry giving you total shippers. All right. And yes, in that lineup, we had Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson. They did most of the damage. But the real hero was insert Rams wide receiver here. We gave you the choose your own adventure. Puka and Tutu, they refused to let that cold nip in the fall air end Shark King summer, baby. It's still alive and well. As I mentioned in my main lineup this week, I managed not to cash with both Brandon Ayuk and Kendrick Bourne. Mm-hmm. There's no punchline. I just need to say it again for cathartic purposes. God, we are back. I regret to inform everyone that I bought a pair of shoes that Kitchen touted in his newsletter. And let me tell you, getting influenced by David Kitchen feels almost as bad as not cashing with Ayuk and Kendrick Bourne. Every time I look at these damn shoes, I'm going to think about David Kitchen. Good recommendation. Check out Kavish. In our private chat, Tuttle told us he was hoping Underdog would drop the Resurrection Best Ball Tournament so we could do drafts on here instead of a DFS preview. But Tuttle, looks like you'll have to wait. The Resurrection isn't out yet. I've heard of some other DFS influencers complaining about how tight the pricing is on DK this year. I mean, maybe just quit whining and recapping best ball pornos. Play like a champion. No excuses, Levitan. This week, we got one marquee game with a total over 50. It's the Kansas City Travis Kelce's versus the Jacksonville Jags. This Lions-Seahawks game looks fun as well. And truth be told, I got interrupted writing the Overzet's overview earlier, and this is where it ended.
Thank you. That's good. It's still good. I mean, better than anything else we've had on the show so far. So thank you for
people are
going to
be so mad 21 minutes in and not a single...
23
single relevant
yeah
thing dropped.
And if you are, because we had 6,900 views last week, so if you are watching this and you are, or you just like happen to be here and you're still here, just welcome to the show. We do ship winners, but sometimes you have to wade through all the other
ship winners, dude,
the tape. So all right, let's start shipping it now. Let's talk about quarterback. Davis, give us the quarterback takes for this week.
Well, I do think that this is actually going to be a spot where you see quarterbacks get too chalky. Like, we talk about this all the time. We say, oh, quarterback doesn't really get that chalky. It's like, you got to get different with your other roster spots. But I would guess in a lot of the contests that I like to play the $50 and the $25 single entry, the $100, like the spy and stuff, I'm going to guess the combined ownership of Lawrence and Mahomes is over 30%. I think that we're also going to see a good bit of Goff. I wonder if people are going to be scared off of the Seahawks stuff after how bad they looked. I've already heard a couple people be like, you know, they don't have both their offensive tackles. Aiden Hutchinson looked pretty good on Thursday night. Like, so maybe that makes Geno sort of the swerve there. And I enjoy poverty, so I will be going back to Lamar Jackson again. I just really like losing and seeing that $0 returned, seeing the gray, the gray when you have a lineup that's not cashing. I just love that. So I'll probably be going back to Lamar this week.
Yeah.
You think people are actually going to be jamming $8,300 Mahomes? That's the one part where I just chalk Mahomes. I don't know.
All that. He didn't even mention the likely highest owned QB.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Well, won't Richardson be the most owned?
We just don't know.
RG's project. I just ran a bunch of aggregates pre-show. Allen came out as about double the field of everybody else.
Oh, you go Allen, Kincaid, Devontae Adams. I guess I don't know. What are the are there like cheap guys that we're really wanting to play this week? Like there's not a
Deontay Hardy, dude. Say it.
There's
no, I mean,
Kincaid is the main guy.
Yeah. He, I mean, he, so like whatever role that I had anticipated for Deontay Hardy, it does not exist. The Bills were not lying. Liam was right. Dalton Kincaid is an every down player. He ran even more routes than Diggs, actually. Like
Hardy got over a couple of catches early where I thought he might be serviceable. Then he just disappeared. But
yeah, he played 15 snaps, and I think he played the first 10 snaps of the game.
It and that's kind of the storyline, right? Is like how poor quarterback play was week one outside of a few people. And like, are you going to go back there? Like, I think a lot of people are going to say Josh Allen can't be that bad 2 weeks in a row and are going to go back to Josh Allen in this game. Pete, what are your thoughts
on other quarterbacks I like?
Yep.
The one game I'm really interested in is that Seahawks Lions game. Speaking of Liam, you know, a little,
doesn't that game throwback always go off? Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Week four last year, man, if you faded that one, you were, in the
week four. And then that's how Liam won his million too.
Exactly. That was the Amon-Ra St. Brown, Rashad Penny, mini, but like you have some of the guys that are really expensive in that game. You know, Amon-Ra is expensive, but then there's so many of the cheap ways to attack it. You of course got Laporta, who is cheap. Kenneth Walker is cheap. David Montgomery is cheap. So I think that is a pretty fun game to attack. Second highest total on the slate, so I don't think it's going to be sneaky, but that one looks like it could be fun. And so both the quarterbacks there, I think Goff and Geno are definitely in play.
Yeah, Tuttle, Lamar Jackson, Burrow, that game. I mean, if you would have told me about this game before week one, I would have said this would be like one of the highest owned games for week two, right? But both these offenses just looked so bad last week.
Yeah, can we get the Burrow bounce back? I don't know.
Yeah.
It looked rough out there. I will say I haven't looked at lineup construction yet. But we were talking if there's going to be anybody to save to play some of these expensive quarterbacks. Could we have our first double tight end week of the year with these cheap tight ends?
We could.
I think it's really interesting because early on in the week here, Kincaid actually doesn't look like a good play by pretty much any projection system. But this is like maybe this is where we get one over on the nerds. Like we saw what happened. We saw that he ran a route on 39 of 51 Josh Allen dropbacks. But yeah, I think it's an interesting lineup construction week. I think I lean towards spending up at quarterback right now.
Okay, let me ask you on FanDuel question. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Anthony Richardson, all within $100 one way of each other.
Lamar.
Where are you going?
Lamar.
Lamar? Pete?
Yeah, Lamar.
Okay. All right. Any cheap guys or other guys? Just look at some of these quarterbacks.
Man, do the Tannehill thing. Say you're going back to the Tannehill well at 5K. No.
He is the only
5K. He actually shows up.
He's the top dollar per point guy, I think, on DK for our quarterback projections right now, which part of that is probably because like this Chargers defense did not look great last week. And you know that there's going to be some points scored there, but yeah, it's going to be tough to do. But like Daniel Jones, right, against Arizona, we're not even talking about him. You probably should be. Well,
I mean, the weapon stuff is pretty bad, right? Like Waller's already banged up again. Wandale Robinson isn't playing. They're not using Jalen Hyatt. Like it's pretty.
I think Wandale might play this week. Actually,
please, from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah, I mean, look, I need it. The bags are heavy, but he was a limited participant in practice all of last week, and they didn't put him on the PUP, and they didn't put him on the designated for return IR. So what are they making him a healthy scratch for if they didn't think he could play in week two? It seems weird.
Yeah. And then Fields, another guy against Tampa Bay. So,
man, you want to talk about guys who did not spend their summer getting better. The Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. It was ugly.
Yeah, but remember that offensive line is absolutely buried if you faded him last year because he didn't think he was actually good and he just ran for 100 yards every game. Yeah.
I'll do a gross one too while we're down here. How about CJ Stroud 5200 against this Colts secondary that just got lit up by Trevor Lawrence. It's concentrated around Noah Brown on IR. CJ Stroud looked pretty good week one. Their run game didn't really get going. CJ Stroud for the vomit stack.
Okay. I like it. All right. Let's make another lineup on DraftKings and keep this momentum rolling. If you are new, of course, last week's lineup just crushed. Last year's lineup, most of the weeks just crushed. You know, just enter these in the free roll and build your bankrolls.
No, enter them in cash.
No, don't enter them in cash.
Easy shipper.
Yeah, Pete, give us the rundown.
Yeah, I mean, we do have the classics, of course. Guinness. I mean, Guinness's budget for these is just incredible. They just keep pumping out the 5K free rolls. We also got the Miller Lite. This week we got two new ones. We do have a 5K TGI Fridays Football Throwdown Challenge. But where I personally will be tossing this week's Swolecast lineup is in the 5K Challenge DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday Football Series. Not just DoorDash, but also Clay Matthews Sunday Football Series. Very excited to get a total shipper in there.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. So Pete, you start us off.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start it off with a stack. I'm going Jared Goff to Laporta.
All right.
I love it. Who's the next?
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate it either. All right. Tuttle.
I could go. I think I'm going to sink the ship early.
Oh no!
I'm going to appease to you. This is the week one snap count overreaction, and it has to do with Dave's team. We got the Tyjae Spears truthers out there because of the snap counts. Wow. When our guy Derrick Henry still had 80% of the RB.
No, Sosa, you got pump faked. It's not Spears.
It's Derrick Henry. We're going Derrick Henry here.
Wow.
This is the overreaction. This is the people just looking at snap counts. They think Spears has the larger role than he actually does.
He's just in there to block, really.
Yeah. So we're getting a grinded out King Henry game here. 100 plus two touchdowns.
There might be a little bit of squeaky wheel there as well. He did not look happy on the sidelines. Tuttle, look at you.
This is a legitimately good play. People don't like it, but this is a good play.
The shoe is on the other foot right now. All right. Jackson Smith and Jigba as the bring back for the Seattle Seahawks. 4,500. He actually honestly played more than I even thought he would. I think he ran a route on like 55% of dropbacks. Obviously, that game was like a total nightmare for the Seahawks. I don't care that they just signed a 41-year-old to be their left tackle.
As far as injuries go, is Lockett out? Do we know?
No, I think he came back in after he had a concussion check, and I think he came back in.
All right. Do we need to worry about any other injuries, Davis? Usually you kind of give us the injuries to monitor.
Eckler, I mean, it's early right now, so we don't know if Eckler is going to practice, but that is a pretty big one.
That was actually good for my bags because Kelly looked really good last week.
Jacoby Myers might miss this game. He is in the he's in the concussion protocol. We'll see if Judy ends up playing or not. We'll see if Christian Watson ends up playing or not. Mm-hmm. Those are sort of the big ones. I guess maybe if you're a sicko, you would think about playing Zach Moss against the Texans. Aaron Jones did not practice on Wednesday. Those are the big ones.
All right, boy, I kind of don't want to ruin this, and so I'm just going to go Titans defense.
Wow. You're tightening up here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why why are you worried about ruining? Like, we just have
Why are you worried about the four Picasso? Of us? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough because I think the Titans defense still is really good. People don't realize how good this Titans defense is. If you look to the top five, PFF top five rushes, like Titans have two of those top five. And that's not including Jeff Simmons or Harold Landry. So Key and Autry are going to get to Herbert early and often.
Are you worried about ruining it because this is the first you've looked at the salaries this week and you're
trying that's not it at all.
He just wanted to fire off his hand in the dirt take about this.
I mean, I will throw in we've already got I was gonna throw in Kenneth Walker, but no.
Not the way we're playing that game.
Yeah, I'll just throw throw in Tony Pollard.
Dave, that was gonna be my next pick.
Is this a snake draft now? You get two picks? What's going on?
Well, you got two picks. You got two picks.
The person kicking it off always gets a stack. Remember, Davis would do like a triple stack when a bring back, and we basically have the lineup done just with Davis.
Davis agrees with this take. So Tony Pollard.
I was going to pick him. I was going to pick him anyway, so it's fine.
It's too cheap for the guy. As long as the Jets are semi-serviceable. And he doesn't have to.
I mean, the Giants were not semi-serviceable, and he got 25. Like, it doesn't matter. This is the new Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, Pete.
All right, Pete.
All right. I'm going to play a guy who is just very mispriced based on his week one role. I bet next week he'll be $1,000 more. Let's put Zay Flowers in.
Perfect. Great pick.
You think he's going to be chalk, Tuttle? I had a lot of high on Zay Flowers usage for week one.
Puka's right there too at 4,900. He might pull a little bit away from him.
Yeah, he could steam, I guess. Zay could steam into like the 20 range.
The one reason he might not steam is just people like aren't going to be excited about Cincinnati, you know, playing them after like. So I don't think you're going to get a lot of game stacks. Maybe he gets steamed as a one off, but.
Yeah,
I wonder if like if Mark Andrews is back too, if that like takes some of the shine off the like target expectation.
Well, you also got guys in that range. Debo 5,600. Drake London 5K.
No,
I already know who the Blitz's top points per dollar wide receiver is going to be.
Good old Drake.
All right, Tuttle, you're up.
Not only will it be the best point per dollar, it's so strongly rated right now that he's showing up in 30% of the aggregate builds that I just ran, and RG has him projected for 4% ownership. So yeah, he's highly projected out there. Drake London is. I don't know, Davis. I'll let Davis pick here, and I'll fill it.
Oh,
this is what I was gonna do, Zimmerman. What Zimmerman said here, T. Higgins bring
back. I was literally just about to take T. So
I was almost going to do it.
Was really thinking about doing both.
Because it was the narrative of the overreaction. This is like the anti-overreaction. This is the logical reaction lineup right here. All right, so who's the 6,700 take?
The issue here is it leaves it in a little weird
Davis?
Spot.
For 6,700, let's go...
Dude,
I mean,
dude,
if we were real
off with Gibbs,
I was actually just looking at the projections and saw like an insanely high projection on Jahmyr Gibbs. What if we do Andrews? What if we do Andrews in the flex?
Double tight end, Baltimore with no Lamar.
Okay,
I'll fire off a take. I'll fire off a take.
Fire it off. Sure.
Better than expected role, at least me, if somebody, the uninitiated, we don't have exposure to this offense yet. It's going to be one of the highest scoring offenses on the slate. I'm going to go with James Cook, 6,100.
Okay.
There we go. And then we can play better. We can play a good defense then. We can play maybe we can't.
Dave's one pick on this entire lineup just getting upgraded.
First we could do the Bears D against – Baker or I don't know. We can leave it. We can leave it.
Leave some salary to get unique in the big free roll.
I'm not bringing defensive takes to the table on Wednesday here.
Sure, we can. All right. we can leave some salary.
Last week we did choose your own adventure, Rams wide receiver. This week it's choose your own adventure at defense. You guys can mix and match accordingly, but just know if you don't put Titans D in, you're probably not shipping.
Yeah, or just put Aaron Jones in there in the flex spot.
I don't know about that, boss.
All right, let's get to running backs. Tuttle.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You don't like my D-Hember take?
No, I do. I do like your D-Hember take. What are your other takes on there? Like Bijan Robinson, I said last week he wouldn't be that cheap. He's not.
$100. He's $100 less expensive than he was last week.
Not on FanDuel.
Why are we, Dave?
FanDuel. That's what you were talking about. You were talking about on Davis. Did you play FanDuel last week?
Yes.
How did you do?
I lost.
You lost.
I don't know why that was so funny.
Just played tournaments. I did Lamar and Zay Flowers, and Lamar got 6 points.
I think it was because you got so excited to say yes, I did play on FanDuel. Immediately followed by
it is what it is, man. There's nothing you can do about
also,
it.
Also, we talked about how FanDuel is good because of the cash games. Like cash games last week on FanDuel were pretty easy.
Cash I got enough in play and cash on DraftKings against these chuckleheads. Well, I don't need to do more.
Okay.
All right. Running backs. RG's currently projected highest owned running back, and I actually agree with it. Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. Yes.
5,800. I think. Well, we were kind of weren't we scared of Zach Charbonnet a little bit, but that turned out to be hashtag fake news. So like him there. The other guy that'll be interesting to see people's reaction to that had a lot of work week one, Rashad White. He's cheap. He's only 5,500 as well.
Not playing that guy. If he beats me.
See, this was why are you my not playing him? I think this is going to be the reaction. I think people are going to have the reaction for him. And I'm mad Zach Moss might be back because I already saw some Deion Jackson takes out there. You're like, yeah, the guy sucks. He's complete shit. But also, if he gets me 6 targets in 15 carries a week against a bad defense, I'm going to take him. I don't care what happened last week. So I kind of hope Zach Moss doesn't play because I want to play the shitty running backs this week that people aren't going to play, but are going to have the opportunity.
Are people not going to play Brian Robinson? He's $300 cheaper than Rashad White. He's the lead back on the Commanders. I mean, he's a smash at that price.
So that could be a spot where we talk about projections not catching up, right? Because we have a relatively decent sample size of Gibson actually playing a larger role last year than what we probably think we'll see this year. So I could see Robinson being under projected for what could be an actual new role for him.
What about some of the guys we just mentioned? Tony Pollard, but also like James Cook.
Cook got a lot of work. I think he's interesting. No one's going to want to, like, I don't think, invest in the secondary Bills guys. So I think that seems fine. I do really like Pollard. I think that it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Texans in a game script that is like relatively close with Dameon Pierce. His role was awful last week. He lost 2 minute stuff to Mike Boone. He was alternating drives with Devin Singletary. But I'm wondering if in a game, if the scoreline's a little bit closer, if his workload looks more like fantasy friendly, basically.
Fine. I'll do the aren't you worried thing. No one's worried about the Jets defense for Pollard. I mean, they looked really, really good.
Defenses don't matter, brother.
All right. I guess I'll be the only aren't you worried. Pollard going to be super popular? If he's super popular, then that starts to be an easy fade, I think.
I don't think he'll be super popular.
All right.
Okay, what because about
the people are worried?
I'm worried.
I need you to close your eyes, Peter. There is a guy on this slate, and he got 14 attempts last week.
Okay.
Had over 4.4 yards per carry.
Am I imagining something that already happened?
And he also had 5 targets. And he plays against a team that got dominated last week by the running back position. Mm-hmm. Only 6,200. Would you be interested in James Conner?
There was nothing for me to imagine. Everything you said is publicly available information.
Imagine playing him against the Giants.
Here you go, Dave. No, I'm not interested.
All right. Tuttle, does that interest you at all? You're the one with level-headed takes on today's show. So James Conner against the Giants, 6,200. I mean, what else are they going to do?
Why does everybody hate James Conner?
Well,
me included. Well, why do we hate him? He's just not exciting.
He just doesn't.
39 years old.
Yeah.
He's not a good mathematical. I don't know what to say. He's a good mathematical play.
Let the Sims
he's going to be popular, which he's showing that he's going to be popular. I'm probably not going to play a lot.
The best ball community has just, I mean, really done a number to his name and his reputation.
He's going to sue the best ball community for defamation.
Well, I'm just saying this guy is not going to let anything stop him on the field or in life. Like he overcomes. So I think he's going to get plenty of work for around 6K. Sign me up for James Conner this week. All right. Let's get to some other running backs that you like. Davis.
Well, I mean, I think that Eckler, if he plays, it'll fall in the same range.
No one will play him.
Yeah, no one will play him. I will also be the idiot who plays AJ Dillon if Aaron Jones doesn't play, only to get 18 carries for 37 yards, 3 targets, 6 yards. I mean, AJ Dillon is just James Conner, but like younger and cooler. That's all there is to it.
God, he's such a nice guy, but he's such a plotter.
If the Seattle-Detroit stuff ends up dominating projected ownership and Jahmyr Gibbs is 6,300 and his projected ownership is like 6%, I will not be able to help myself from that click because I thought he looked pretty good. Actually, I thought he looked great. And if this is sort of a back and forth high scoring affair, you got to imagine that he gets used a little bit more.
Nobody is talking about CMC.
I mean, it'll be every week this season. Everyone will play the expensive wide receivers. CMC will be 5% owned. Like, so just play him.
There's nothing to talk about.
He's nothing to say.
He's awesome. And his price reflects that. Okay. How about this, Kitchen? Two $5,600 running backs for you. One kind of dovetails with my CJ Stroud thing. No one's going to want to click on Dameon Pierce. I think he's still a decent play in this matchup. And how about the other one here? Javonte Williams leads the Broncos in touches, which no one expected. And now he's 5,600 here against this Commanders team. And you got to expect they continue to ramp up his workload. Javonte is a nice play.
Yeah, you say no one expected it this early, right?
Right.
Like people did expect it, but just not.
We were drafting him for our fantasy playoffs, but not right. Week one leading the Broncos. I thought I would have lost so much money if you said, who has more touches week one, P. Ryan or Javonte? Yeah. I would have lost a lot of money on that.
All right. Let's move on to receiver. Ridley is going to be heavily owned against Kansas City.
Yes, he is. So will Brandon Ayuk against the Rams, and so will Puka Nacua against the 49ers.
I don't know if Puka will. In fact, I don't think he will. His price is up to 5K, and people are going to be scared of this 49ers defense.
Sosa, next week when Puka comes in at 24% in the spy, you better cut up this timestamp 47:29 and put a little L next to Kitchen's ownership projection.
You think he's going to be chalked this week?
Dude, the Puka Steve is, I think, you, it's
David, you,
every
you're
part
not
of the
in the
fantasy
streets.
Sphere.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
I am
in
the streets
to know.
I kind of paved the way for this Puka Street. Some might say
I was the one who knocked.
Puka's on your tree. Puka's on your shell necklace, is what you're
Puka,
saying.
Puka Nacua.
Oh my god!
All right, I just don't think with all the other options out there that he's going to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, Don Yeezy in the chat says Pittman.
You know who you Pittman, should not let me, play.
Let me tell Mike you. Williams. Hold on. Don't please. Pittman in the first half of last week's game was non-existent. Like, was not. Like, I don't even know if he had a catch. In the second half, they really target him. So, do you think that continues this week, Tuttle?
I mean, I went into the game thinking that was going to be the case, is that he was going to get peppered with targets. And then kind of Josh Downs, I think, had the first two or three targets. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? He runs a lot of the routes that would be easy to throw to for a guy like Anthony Richardson. We saw the heat map, right, of where Richardson throws. It's always to the right side of the field. So basically, if you're lining up on the right side of the field, you're probably going to get some targets from a guy that doesn't throw to the left side of the field. Pittman's fine. I don't know what's his price even at. I'm trying to figure this out. 63. Yeah, I mean, he's fine. I will say I'm more interested, and this is where my take is again, play the shit running backs. So if like Moss is inactive or not going to play, I'm going back to Deion Jackson over the passing attack.
Ew. Okay,
I'm not doing that, but I get
this is what I those are the reactions I
Moss,
want.
Moss, I would maybe click a little bit. Deion Jackson, I don't know if I can do it.
The issue though is if Moss suits up, you can't do any of them, so you kind of
send Deion Jackson to zero, buddy. Send Deion Jackson to absolute zero. If Moss,
I thought you were
back.
Gonna say to Tuttle, send me a head to head. I was like, wow, we're getting after it.
Elvin Gordon, MG3,
Tuttle Davis, Devontae Adams, or Jamar Chase.
Oh, Adams is like jam of jams this week against the Bills. He'll probably be – that's probably my gold star play this week is Devontae at $7,600, Devontae Adams.
It's weird because you haven't liked him at all this offseason.
Well, I mean, you joke, but Devontae Adams saved me from having Garrett Wilson bags. I could have listened to the Cabal and Garrett Wilson, and instead I have Devontae Adams. So that's an early catastrophe that I avoided.
And Pollard saved me.
I need somebody to give me who's the Houston bring back? Because this does kind of Dell, starting baby. To stick out is like the toilet bowl game that starts scoring
Nico.
Points here.
Nico is 4.8 on DK.
I think Nico will be like a one-off though. With Noah Brown on IR, I'm like being like 90% serious about Tank Dell.
Yeah, but I mean, Nico Collins, 26% of the targets. Robert Woods, 23%. It's either Woods or Nico that you bring it back with.
Imagine you do a screenshot, but you have to do a screenshot winning money with Robert Woods. So people are like, it doesn't really count, you know?
Oh, so. I'm sure Karain's already prepping his Robert Woods screenshots.
Hey, shout out to Sue Ann and Kirsten in the chat. Back-to-back comments. You know,
any reason why you're shouting them out specifically?
Yeah, because I love that we have females in the audience. Like, okay.
All right. Just wanted you to say the quiet part out loud, Kitchen.
Wide ranging show, and so I love it. Okay.
So here's the concerning thing, real quick. So Noah Brown, this is, we always have this happen, right? A slot wide receiver goes down in Noah Brown, and then we want to fill the role with a receiver that plays more out wide. Is this going to be like a Xavier Hutchinson actually plays a large role?
No, Dell is a slot guy. Dell is like my size, Tuttle.
I know who he is. He's college football.
Are you trying to sell us on playing Tank Dell?
I can't tell.
I think
but he only Tank ran Dell. 7 slot snaps last year.
13 Zimmerdeen.
So I know how he was used in college. Dell? Is Houston going to use him in the slot?
Okay, so Pete, you're okay with going back to some of these receivers, Drake London and T. Higgins, that it didn't do anything week one.
Why are you putting words in my mouth? When did I give a pro Drake London take on this show?
I am asking a question. So okay? Question mark.
My proprietary projection model doesn't have quite the dome boner as Cardi does this week. I will say, how about a gold star lock here at wide receiver? You go to Debo Samuel at 5,600. Everyone's going to chase Ayuk. Debo ran 100% of the routes, 23% targets. We know that they just go around the carousel of one of those guys going off for a big game. It's going to be the Debo week.
All I'll say here is you're not going to get an ownership discount on Debo.
Okay.
The price tag's too good.
Yeah.
He's a good player, though. But he's not going to be low-owned.
The thing that's nice is that they didn't boost up Ayuk too much. You know, only $200 difference. Whereas if, like, Ayuk was
he might be the lower-owned. Like, he'll still be owned. But I wouldn't be surprised if Ayuk's lower-owned. Well, I don't know what the percentage
DFS
is.
Out-leveling thing.
I think
DFS
it is.
Officially
I think it is.
Too efficient. Yeah.
All right. I'm back on Ayuk. I take it back.
Okay. Can I mention a guy who I think is going to bounce back? Squeaky Will, everything. DJ Moore. Not going up against Jair Alexander in week two. Playing the Bucks. Tell me they're not going to try to get him the ball.
Was he actually getting blanketed? What are the wide receiver cornerback? Was that his issue?
I think he caught like two back-to-back balls, and that was it. But, I mean, he's going up against Jair Alexander, right?
I was taking your word for it because, Lord knows, I didn't watch the All-22.
I don't even know who Jair Alexander is. He used to be a Viking.
He plays for the Packers, bud.
They played the Packers last week, but.
Yeah.
The Vikings used to have a corner that people said, aren't you worried about, right?
I mean, there's been lots of...
You're asking the wrong trio.
I figured Tuttle might know.
The Vikings?
Yeah.
No. I think they've always had pretty not great secondary.
All right. Let me give you just one quick quote. Bears quarterback Justin Fields a couple hours ago. I felt like I was a little bit too conservative at times. Definitely with guys like DJ and Chase, if we do have one-on-one on the outside, potentially throwing it up and seeing what happens, I want to give them more chances deep down the field. There you go.
How about this one? If Calvin Ridley is going to be super popular and are people going to play Zay Jones? Are you guys not buying the Christian Kirk usage stuff? Are you going back to him? Are you doing Evan Ingram?
Like, I would play Zay
Jones. How are
you going
to play this?
I'll gross you out even more. One, I don't care about. Zay Jones seems fine, but I'll gross you out even more. Can I interest you in $4,100 Sky Moore running nothing but wind sprints?
I thought you were
going to
say Jamal
Chiefs?
Agnew.
He's
going to
be my terrible
somehow
take.
Sky Moore is even more gross.
He's
your
terrible,
he's
take?
Terrible take? Yeah.
Oh, expand on that. Expand on that.
Wow.
Who are the, like, I mean, Kelsey's back or expected back, right? So like he's gonna get the mm-hmm. target share, but it's like he had a bad week one. Who else are they gonna go back to? They don't have the personality.
Rashi Rice,
like, all right,
Rice,
Darius Tony.
Rice will see. I mean, Tony's not doing anything. Like Sky Moore, he's not going away. He's not gonna lose his role after that one game. Like he's gonna be on one of the best passing offenses in the league. He's not gonna be owned. I don't know what the ceiling is there. I think would probably be the issue, and the fact that you're ecstatic if he gets like 50 and a touchdown also probably not doesn't make him really a good GPP play. But I think he's going to be on the field.
Yeah, I mean, here would be the devil's advocate is that Tony and Rice in week one played way less snaps, but got all of the targets. So like maybe that will lead them to having more snaps in
week two. Like we've seen with Justin Watson, right?
I'm just saying we just don't know when it comes
to like we've seen with Marcus Valdez. Clearly, if you're on the field and don't get snaps for the Chiefs or don't get targets for the Chiefs.
So no, B-Bud can't say this. We're still doing this with Sky Moore. Tuttle wasn't part of the big early Sky Moore industrial complex. He's coming in and getting the sloppy seconds when the prices have hit rock bottom. Don't lump Tuttle into to the mushroom.
Yeah, I'm buying low. I'm buying low here. And no, he did. I saw that flash on the screen. He didn't do this last year. He didn't have the same role last year. He had like a Tony-ish role last season.
If there isn't a huge difference in ownership between Rashi Rice and Sky, I mean, I think you just play Rashi Rice, but if there starts to be a gap there, then you can sell me.
Yeah. But okay, real quick, unrelated. I wanted to go back because I spent time doing this while on the show with the Ayuk Debo stuff. Every projection site currently has Debo projected higher with a higher raw projection, I think, except for RG. RG has them like 0.02 away from each other. And I looked up on RotoGrinders results database from last week. There was 9% Debo to 2% Ayuk. There's not enough game log watchers out there that are going to make Ayuk higher owned than Debo. So I think if you're going in GPPs and want to hit a San Francisco receiver again, I think you just run it back with Ayuk.
Look at us talking strategy. All right, we got to get on to FanDuel. So FanDuel.com. Davis, I would just encourage you to play cash this week in FanDuel and just see what happens. You're out here grinding FriendTech crypto social tokens.
Yeah, shout out. Join me on FriendTech, everyone. Buy my
token. Do I need to get on there, Davis?
I actually do not understand. Like, obviously, Davis, I was a late adopter to FriendTech.
Yeah.
But it was idiotic of me, and I should have done it much earlier. And here, I'll send you my key right now, and you can do it.
Oh,
is this like an affiliate link that you're getting some boost from?
Yeah, you are now yes. In Davis's downline. Yes, so
and then I like how you said it as some like altruistic thing. I'll send you my link. I'll just get you on there.
Well, you have to have someone's key to sign up, but it's Pete, obviously not altruistic.
Pete, what shoes did you buy from the newsletter?
I ended up getting two pairs there. One of the ones that you had was sold out in my size, but I got the NMD R1s. I got the indigo ones that you posted about, and then I got these other blue and red colorways that I like.
We're gonna have the same shoes.
It's cute. It's real cute.
Okay.
But yeah, Peter, all right. You need to get on. Dave, you could be doing cave-ish on FriendTech, brother.
All right. We'll see. The crypto streets I finally have like put them in the rear view mirror and looking to
this could be how you get to even, Dave.
On board, Dave.
We need Clash of Clans on the blockchain is what we need.
Oh, Clash of Clans, yeah. We need
$1 billion idea right there.
Gosh, I can't wait to write about when I lost millions of dollars in Bored Apes. Okay, let's build a FanDuel lineup, and Tuttle, you start us out this time.
Let me start us out with we're gonna do the Josh Allen Dalton Kincaid stack here.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
I will say it's not as fun on FanDuel because of pricing. You don't get the discount at the tight end position that you do on DraftKings, but that's also going to make it lower owned on FanDuel.
I was about to say also on FanDuel, though, everyone, their mom's going to be playing Kelsey and spending up for tight end, maybe Laporta. So I don't think Kincaid will be a highly owned
Kincaid,
at all.
He won't have ownership now
on FanDuel. Okay. Davis.
All right. I will give us a running back. It's not going to be Tony Pollard, although his price is extremely interesting there. Oh my God. Jahmyr Gibbs is $5,800 on FanDuel. Jahmyr Gibbs.
top optimals right now are spitting out the duo Lions running backs because of
how Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yeah, because Montgomery's only 63.
All right, Gibbs, Pete, you're up.
Davis, do you have to deposit on Frentic to get
No, stop.
You gotta put 0.01 each, so like 15 bucks.
Let's bring it back with Devontae Adams. Adams is too cheap on FanDuel. 7,500.
He's gonna be the
cheapest. You gotta stay on FanDuel with every pick we make.
On FanDuel.
On FanDuel.
Oh, that is
okay.
On FanDuel.
All right, let me go. Boy, Drake London just sitting there at 5,800, but I think I'll pass. Let's go running back, and let's go James Conner. Let's do it.
Damn, Come on, Dave.
We were.
Where are we picking James Conner?
On FanDuel.
On FanDuel.
I'm gonna bring back Gibbs with. Grown ass man, DK Metcalf on FanDuel.
All right. He will not be very popular on FanDuel, I don't think.
Okay, Davis.
All right. We need another wide receiver. Drake London looking like a pretty good points per dollar option here. not gonna do it. How about Christian Watson, $6,400 against Atlanta? No Aaron Jones.
He might not play.
Yeah, he may not play.
Okay, you I'm swap him out for Chris Godwin if he doesn't play.
Gross. Maybe you should
Godwin not play on FanDuel. Week.
Yeah, maybe you should not play FanDuel this week, Davis. Maybe you should just stick to your Frentech shares and increase your downline there. All right, Pete.
Let's put in Cowboys defense. Can we afford that?
In this economy?
I'm just going to go
on FanDuel weekend.
Texans defense against Richardson in hopes that he does something stupid.
Well, we got lots of options here at Flex.
How much money do we have left for Flex?
73 or 74, yeah.
We can play T again. We can play DeAndre Hopkins, David.
Yeah. I was going to say Hopkins, because if we did Hopkins, then you could upgrade that that Godwin pick to James Cook, actually, in the flex. Sure. Or he goes Zay Flowers. Or actually, you could go Gabe Davis.
Perfect.
So there you go.
Yeah, I like that. So we ended up with Gabe Davis and
that's pretty nice.
Hopkins. Yeah. I like that.
This is a GAM squad right here.
What if we just upgraded James Conner and then this thing's really
no stop.
Then we're rolling. Don't. We can't afford B-Rob.
Yeah.
That's better. That's much better. Brian Robinson over James Conner. David can play Conner if he wants.
Listen, you guys said the same thing about Puka last week, and all he did was just set the whole NFL on fire. So have whatever. Go for it.
Pick your own. All right. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. All right. Real quick. Tight end takes, Davis.
Kincaid,
we talked about double tight end on DK. So
Kincaid, gold star of the week. Andrews and Lamar is really strong, especially with Kelsey being so popular. I really like Laporta as your guy to toss in there in Detroit, Seattle game stacks. And the buy low model is loving Jake Ferguson. And
I was going to mention him. As someone who had over 2.5 catches for Jake Ferguson, that was an extremely frustrating
game. Yeah, he only got like 900 targets, so he ran pretty bad.
He got seven targets and caught two of them, but he dropped at least three.
Is the air yards by low model, does it have a home this year?
Yes, it a lot.
Yeah, it's Herms has a Substack. I don't know if he's
actually. Has he really?
I don't actually know if he's on the by low model. I'm just guessing because Ferguson had 14.1 expected points.
And Davis, has any model gotten passed around more than this by low model? This thing's
Davis,
had a
I'll
nice
make you a deal
everywhere.
I'll make you a deal right now.
Yeah.
I will sign up with your key if you can get Hermsmeyer to also sign up with your key.
Yeah, I have funnily enough, that's one of the first things someone asked me in my friend tech thing. And I was like, I think Hermsmeyer might have me arrested for selling unregistered securities if I try to get him on this website.
Dude, Dan Bock sighting. Dan Bock sighting. Have him come in. I want a Dan cameo.
Oh, he ran away.
No,
I think he's coming with some swag. 3,500. Zach. Speaking of older guys, Zach Ertz, 3,500. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Fine.
Ooh. I mean, who are you going to target in this? You guys don't like any Arizona guys. All right, we got Dan.
There we go.
Scores
and odds.
SAO.
Is this the dad? This is the dad hat.
See, look real quick. Look at this hat on me.
Talking to the mic.
See, this is absolutely terrible.
Not bad.
It's absolutely
terrible. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad either. Dan is stuck in this trucker hat. You know, people get stuck in their own style.
I don't think that's bad. That fits you though, Dave. That fits you well.
Yeah, and it's not even. I got to loosen up the back. All right. Final thoughts, Tuttle. You had your terrible take. Any other final thoughts you'd like to have?
Yes, Sky Moore's kind of terrible. I almost submitted my first scores and odds picks this week for the 9/11 parlay that DraftKings was offering, but decided not to do that one. But yeah, Sky Moore. Don't feel great about it, but that's my terrible take. The other take here, I'll take Derrick Henry as my terrible take if I can do that.
Yeah,
one.
That's absolutely.
More to me. All right, yeah, Derrick Henry is the terrible take of the week. There we go.
And again, for our new subs, Tuttle's terrible take. It's notorious for winning people millions of dollars, literally. Shout out,
AKA the CEO once.
Yeah. All right. Davis, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Travis Kelce, Sky Moore, Patrick Mahomes, Zay Jones, to the moon. That's the way. I think those. That's the way to get after that game. And don't be afraid of the Jets defense. Tony Pollard scores 25 points again.
Ooh, nice. 25 point floor from Tony Pollard. All right, Pete.
Yeah, follow me on FriendTech, use my key, and I should mention all proceeds will be going back to the Swolecast after demonetizing the show.
Pete probably just made $1,500 in like the last 7 minutes, and he's like, wait, why didn't I do this a month ago?
Numbers do go up on my account.
Davis, thoughts on Kelce and Taylor Swift as someone who likes...
It feels like something that literally came out of my own head. It feels like something I imagined happening in real life. Like, I can't imagine a cuter.
They don't seem good for each other, do they? I think Swifties are going to be outraged personally. Don't you think? Isn't that going to be the more popular side?
I mean, all I know is like that's a two awesome people. Like when awesome people come together, love it. And that's why this show is so successful. So shout out to everybody that follows and likes and subscribes and comments, sticks with us, even though we're 12 minutes past our heart out. Like the show started off a little slow. If we're being honest, it started off a little slow, but we rebounded. And I think that's what's going to happen in week two compared to week one. Some of these guys started off week one so slow. They didn't have preseason. They're going to rebound. And if you didn't have a good week one, if you played a few great guys and still didn't cash like Pete, stick with it. Stick with the process and find Pete on FriendTech. Thanks to Sosa for producing and doing all that he does for the show. And we'll see you next week here on the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. Peace.